Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. By VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, chase your destiny with Polar. Premium Plus Sports, official travel provider of the Tough Man Triathlon Series. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, last year we sent out 2,448 grants, totaling $3.7 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. For anyone who's listened to the show in the past, you know one of my favorite things in the world is pool triathlons. And we have Iron Bruin coming up on February 25th. And with us, Archie Lai and Hannah Grubbs from the USA UCLA Triathlon Club. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Yeah, doing great.
Wonderful. So first of all, how long has Iron Bruin been going on?
This is the 15th annual Iron Bruin this year, so quite a while, actually.
Yeah, and so you guys, a lot of the pool triathlons are reverse tries, right, where the swim is last. You guys start with a 500, correct?
Yes. Technically it's a 400, but, you know, we'll round up.
I love that. And so people start at one end of the pool and then basically go lane to lane and then get out of the pool?
Yeah, they snake through Sunset Rec. So it's a 50-meter long course pool, and so they'll get to snake through it. It's 10 laps.
Okay, 10 laps, and then they get out, and it's a 13.5-mile bike ride or so, and then a 5K run. And I bet you get a lot of first-timers giving this event a try.
We do, actually. Yeah, there's a good mix of experienced collegiate triathletes and first-timers either on college teams or just locals in the area who want to try it out.
So we've seen with the sport of triathlon, when you go to a lot of the events, it's a lot of people my age, like older folks. And one of the biggest challenges has been getting young folks like yourselves into the sport of triathlon. What is it about the sport of triathlon that you like? And why do you think there's a challenge getting more young folks into the sport?
So I think the greatest thing about triathlon is just a bit different from a lot of more conventional sports. A lot of our teams, I could speak this on behalf of myself.
Yeah.
And, we all kind of stumbled into the sport, but eventually what got us motivated was, doing something a little bit outside the box and hanging out with friends who, you know, love being outside and going on these long bike rides. And it's just a great atmosphere. And I think that's what keeps at least our team really motivated and really excited. And I can say the same for my teammates.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons why young people have such a hard time getting into triathlons is because, I can speak from my own experience, is that a lot of young people are so stuck on one sport that they've done their whole lives, and then eventually, you know, things happen, you get injured, you get hurt, you can't do that sport, and so a lot of people are able to combine the different skills that they have accumulated through the years into triathlons. And then another one is triathlons.
Exactly. No. I think the expense of the sport, from entry fees to bikes to, you think about it, if you're going to go do a Spartan race, what do you need? You know, a pair of shoes and maybe a pair of shorts. That's it. But when you're coming to triathlon, it's especially open water stuff, wetsuit, goggles, bike, and the rest of that. But what's cool about your event is you take the fear of the swim, which I think scares a lot of people, and when you put them in a pool, do you notice that people just feel more comfortable?
Yeah, a lot of people ask us about the swim when we talk to them about it, about the race, and they look visibly relaxed when you tell them it's in a pool.
Exactly. Yeah, because they know there's lane lines, there's walls, there's lifeguards, the water's warm, right? All of that stuff is a positive, because when you're in the ocean or in the bay, cold water, current, kelp, big fish, glare, I mean, all the negative stuff is out there. How many people do you expect for Iron Bruin this year?
It typically varies from year to year, but we kind of expect about 200. So it's not the biggest race, but it's nice that, you know, it's kind of a smaller event. It's, you know, kind of in a close course. So
yep.
It's great course for, you know, first-timers or someone who's looking for something with multiple laps involved.
Love it. And how many club members do you have? Or is it a club as part of the university, or is it considered a team or both?
So we're a part of club sports, UCLA club sports.
Uh-huh.
And on our team roster, we have around 40 people this year.
Wow.
So it's a pretty like moderate sized team for club sports. But I think it's actually pretty cool that a triathlon team has that many people.
Exactly. I know. That's really. And do the colleges compete against each other on the club side?
Yes.
Yeah. So at least for a majority of the schools in California, we kind of compete in the, what's known as the WCCTC, the West Coast Collegiate Triathlon Conference. And as the season progresses, each school hosts their race. So for us, it's the Iron Bruin. And then different schools across California, like Stanford and UC San Diego, they, you know, they come and compete on our course. And then when it's, you know, a couple weeks later, maybe UCSD hosts a race, and then we go there and compete on their turf.
I love that. Actually, what I love, because here we've got the UCSD Triton Man that's coming up on February 17th. And what I love about that is, you know, again, a lot of times I go to the races and it's a lot of people, a lot of older people. And what's really cool is when you see all the colleges there and everybody's cheering. And I think the event here, Triton Man, the demographic is usually 40 plus. But at Triton Man, it's, I think, 78% of the field was 29 and under. It was awesome. I love that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the really great things about having a conference, is that all the teams are able to support each other, and there's a little bit of give and take. Like, we come to your race, you come to ours, you support the team and keep things going and keep the younger demographic higher. So there's a little bit more equality through
right.
the
now,
age group.
Since this event's been going on for 15 years, do you see a lot of your alumni coming back to support?
Yeah. One of the biggest incentives for our race is we give a discount for our alumni to come back and race. We know that, you know, after graduation, you know, the work, 9-to-5 work life is a little bit more stressful, but at least this is, you know, one incentive to keep, you know, some fitness goals in mind. And we always have, like, a big alumni support from our team and definitely from other teams as well.
Yeah, last year we had two people flying from New York to come race.
Wow.
So it was good to see them.
That is very cool. So will you, now both of you, I'm guessing, are triathletes. Will you?
Yes.
Are you able to compete in your own event, or are you too busy?
We get to volunteer.
Lucky you. Up at 3 in the morning. That's great.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. Catch me at the registration desk.
Well, I saw that. Does this race start at like 6:30 in the morning?
Starts at 7.
Okay, cool. 7 is good. 6:30,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that's 6:30
early. 6:30 is a little early. Warm-up opens at 6:30.
Oh, that's it. Warm-up opens at 6:30. Great. And
yeah.
How do you, when you're starting it with the swim first, do you stagger it from, you know, swimmability, start the fast people and a few at a time? How does that work?
Yeah, so when people go on to register for the race, there's actually a question that asks you what's your approximate 400-meter time. And based on those answers, we'll kind of give people, you know, respective bib numbers. So maybe bibs 1 through 100 will be, you know, the faster bunch. And then, you know, subsequently, the larger bib numbers are for people who have slower swim times. So at least we won't have too much congestion. But even then, we'll have each swimmer go off after the previous swimmer every 10 seconds.
Oh, so you put a 10-second gap in between. And I'm betting for a lot of your first-timers, they have no idea what their 400 time is. It's a big old guess. Oh, 400, I think probably about 4 minutes. I think that's about a minute each, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I received a couple of emails. They're like, you know, I could tell you a number, but I'm pretty sure it'll be inaccurate. And we asked, like, you know, if you know a number, that's great. If you don't know, that's also fine. We'll find a spot for you. And, you know, this will help us, you know, help you.
Absolutely. Yep.
But, yeah. Generally, my rule of thumb is take your 100, your best 100 meter time, or not your best, like a good 100 meter time for you, multiply it by 4 and add 20 seconds.
Oh, that's a good idea. And so have you found a lot, some people who come to do your event for the first time and show up with that cruiser bike with cobwebs on it from the garage, and then the next year they show up and they've got the Cervelo, where your event has sort of kickstarted something in them, and now they're going, okay, now I'm serious.
You know, I have not seen someone show up with a commuter bike and then next year a Cervelo TT. But, you know, if that happened,
it does.
I'm very happy that was what kickstarted.
When I first started doing the pool triathlons, we would see that. People would show up with the basket on the front, with the high bars, the koozie, and then they got a taste of it and realized how much fun it is and that anybody can do it, right? I always call our sport an equal opportunity abuser. We don't really care how big you are or small you are. Come out and do it. And then the following year, they go, I like this. I'm going to buy a nice bike. And you see him show up with a nice bike the following year. So I bet that a lot of folks get their start doing iron brewing, and next thing you know, they're loving the sport.
Yeah, I think one of the misconceptions people have with triathlon is that they automatically think, oh, a triathlon is an Ironman.
Exactly.
So they say, I can't do it.
Yep.
But what I tell everyone is anyone can do a sprint or Olympic distance. Like, as long as you train for it, anyone can do it.
It's true.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people get their starts with small local races that are kind of low pressure and just fun.
And what happens is, you know, it used to be, okay, we'll start with the pool try and then we'll move to something else. And then, you know, some of these races get to the point where people are very competitive and they come to the pool try and they come, like I said, they show up with a nice bike and they're like, I don't need to go do Ironman or Ironman 70.3. This is fine. I'll race here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, I mean, is good and bad.
Absolutely. So the website for people to go and sign up for the Iron Brewing coming up on February 25th at Sunset Canyon Rec Center is?
So the website is app.racereach.com/ironbrew.
Okay, perfect. And 200 or so folks. And anything else about the event that our folks should know? Is it parking right there by the pool?
Parking, our main parking garage is going to be by the second transition area, which is down on the IM field. So our race is a little unique in that we have a T1 and a T2 in different spots.
Wow.
Which is just a little bit because of the layout of UCLA campus.
Yeah.
But so the main parking garage will be in a lot called Lot 4, and that's right by the big intramural field where T2 and registration will be. And then people will get to walk their bikes up to the pool, which is not far at all.
Perfect. Again, 400 or so meter swim, 13.5-mile bike, 3.1-mile run. If you have not tried a try before, Iron Brewing coming up on February 25th has your name all over it. Small, intimate event. And Archie and Hannah will be out there cheering you on the entire day. So how much time do you guys put into putting events on? People have no idea how hard this stuff is. How much time do you put in? I know, right? People think, it's not putting on one event. You're putting on three events. And you're talking two transitions. It's like herding cats figuring all this stuff out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think race directing is both a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
All mixed while being a full-time student here. The lucky part about doing Iron Brewing is because it's the 15th annual event that a lot of things have been the same in years past.
Right.
But on the same token, we've been trying, you know, some different things. We partner with California Triathlon, who has been, you know, a great asset to our team.
They're great.
And, you know, I think for me personally, it's just knowing how, you know, detailed race directing is, going from, like, how many feet do you, like, two cones need to be away from each other, you know, to, like, we need caution tape here, you know, all these little details, I think, was just surprising.
And it's funny because then you go, when somebody's putting on a 5K, it's like, okay, wait a second. You draw a line, then you put a cone out about a mile and a half, and then you go to breakfast. I mean, it's so much easier to put on just a running event than it is when you're talking about swim, bike, run, transition areas, traffic control, all of that stuff. It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard, and especially because safety is the number one priority with Iron Brew.
Of course,
with most races. So just making sure everything's up to standard and that everyone's trained and knows the course really well is important.
Wonderful.
And a lot of work.
way too much work. Well, thank you guys for continuing to put on Iron Bruin, because it's I bet you there's a ton of folks out there who have started their triathlon career at Iron Bruin. Again, coming up on February 25th, Sunset Canyon Rec Center, 400 swim, 13.5 bike, 3.1 mile run. And now, is the a bike and run flat, hilly? What can you tell people?
You know, UCLA is not a biking campus. People do not have bikes here because it is so hilly.
Right.
That being said, there's a good amount of downhill as well as uphill.
So you get some payback. You get a little bit of payback. That is great.
Yeah.
I like you, Hannah. Hannah, you've got that. You know what? There's lots of downhill.
I don't even have to think about the uphill. It's fine.
Always half full. I like it.
But the nice part is that you get to see the beautiful UCLA course out where, you know, traffic is mostly closed. So I would say, you know, you may be struggling to go up that hill, you know, four times on, you know, the four different laps, but you'll be like starstruck about how beautiful this campus is.
At the time, you might not be, but yeah, you'll be going, you're breathing really hard on your 30-pound cruiser bike and going, whose idea was this? But when you're done... When you're done, you will love every second of it. And you'll be able to brag. Okay. Bragging rights.
Yes. Yes, of course. Being able to say you've done a triathlon, especially because people really think that triathlons are all Ironman.
Well,
you don't even have to specify which one.
Here's my favorite story from a pool triathlon. This was at the Tinsel Tri a number of years ago. And it starts with a run. 5K run, 12-mile bike, 150-yard swim at a pool at the end. So there's a guy there, and he's got his board shorts on. He's got his bike with the koozie and his belly hanging out, and he's doing his first try. And he finishes a try, and the announcer at the awards is telling everybody, hey, guys, the Ironman is on NBC later today. You should tune in and watch it. And this guy's wife says to him, honey, what's the Ironman? And he doesn't hesitate. He goes, same thing I just did, a little longer. And... That, to me, is the ultimate story. People want to be triathletes. There's something sexy about the sport. It's really, when you do it, you get it, right? Once you've finished one, what was each one of you's your first triathlons?
Mine was Triton Man.
See? Nice. Triton Man is great. And how about you, Archie?
I think my first race was probably Possibilities Triathlon.
Oh, yeah.
In Loma Linda.
Oh, yeah. They got a water slide. Come on. I know that one. I've done that probably 15 times. Yeah, they got a water slide that sometimes they open up after the race.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Huh? I am all in on what you guys are doing. Seriously, congratulations on this. Keep doing the good stuff. And hopefully, when the race is over, you guys will be at least able to get in and swim a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what
You know what the funny part is? When you're putting this stuff on, you're so fried afterwards.
That's
right?
True.
Way more than if you raced. It's like you've just done a 70.3 distance event, and you're going, I didn't do anything. I didn't get a workout in, and I feel like crap. And I've been out here since 3 in the morning.
The 3 in the morning wake up that gets you.
It does.
But it's okay. That's why we have coffee.
And that's why you have coffee, and that's why you have friends who also will get up at 3 in the morning. And they won't be liking you very much when they do it, but later they'll be in. They'll dig it. Hey, thank you both. Our guests have been Archie Lai and Hannah Grubbs, UCLA Tri-Club. Congrats on everything you guys are doing. And again, we're talking Iron Bruin, February 25th, Sunset Canyon Rec Center. You don't want to miss it. One of the premier pool triathlons around. Thanks, you guys, for taking some time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. I'll send you a link when it goes live. And again, we are brought to you by Tough Man Tri, Velo Fix, Polar, Chase Your Destiny, Premium Plus Sports, official travel provider of Tough Man Triathlon Series, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. Last year, we sent out 2,448 grants, totaling $3.7 million to keep Challenge Athletes a game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville and on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.